Well, this is a hit home. My son yesterday was leaving for college back to Tennessee. And for some reason, he just was talking about travel and where to go and traveling after he graduated and so forth. And he said, one of these days, I would love to go to Africa. Surprisingly.
Out of the blue.
Out of the blue. I've never really wanted to go to Africa, but anybody that goes always says, best trip of my life. You know, went on safari, loved it.
One of our former coworkers is there right now.
Wow.
I don't think you've ever met him, but he just posted some pictures of zebras 2 hours ago.
Oh, wow.
My friend Jim Jean, one of the ladies who lived, went to Africa a year ago or less, and she had pictures of zebras, you know, from 10 feet away. It's unbelievable. And I think if you really did it right. Now, we've had also some friends and colleagues who've gone. And don't they, like, pay for you to trank a lion so you can go put your foot on it and hold up a...
It's next level glamping.
They may frown on that. I don't know, but...
That doesn't sound like...
Unfortunately, right after he said this, I saw a report on a group that went to Africa. I don't know if you've seen this video. It's really something. They were in a canoe on some sort of bog or lake in Africa. And as they were canoeing through, they saw elephants just standing, you know, right off to the side. Well, apparently they got too close to the elephants and there were two baby elephants there. And so the mom started to charge at them from across the very shallow water. So they started backing up in their canoe. You should have seen them.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
They are paddling for dear life. By the way, elephants kill 500 people a year in Africa by charging at them, an elephant attack. I guess if you get too near them and close to their kids, they really...
Do we know any breakdown, whether it's quote-unquote locals or tourists?
My guess is more locals than tourists, don't you think? Or do they get too close to them, the tourists?
Well, we see what the tourists do here
right
at Yellowstone. You know, it's yes, almost that we always see when the season starts, you know, somebody wants to get close to an elk or a deer.
A bison.
They end up getting knocked down or hurt.
So there were two canoes. One had two guys, one had two women in the canoe as they were, and a guide as they were paddling through. And this is one of the guys talking about exactly what happened.
You see this elephant charging towards us. What are you thinking?
Okay, the ears go up, and I think, okay, we're dead, because this thing is beelining directly for Jeff and myself, and it's charging us with all the signs of, hey, you're in my space, I'm going to kill you.
They're from New York. They're back now. They were standing in the streets of New York showing the video.
They were not, in fact, dead.
Though they did not die. And the expert, the wildlife expert, said, you know, it's lucky you were on water, because if you were on land, he would have just stomped you to death.
What?
Now, the person that got the worst end of it was in another canoe. It was a woman. The elephant smacks into the canoe. She falls out. She's underwater. The elephant has her down under the water with his foot. And she barely gets back up. She is not on camera. She did not want to be interviewed. But the guy who saw it said, I thought she was a goner.
Did you think that was it for her?
Yes. Yes. I was filming and then I stopped recording out of respect for her life.
That's right. You've all seen Pancakes. I think... there's no need to show images of that.
Yeah, in a typical fashion, he cuts it off at the best part.
You don't need to see her head squished between the elephant's toes.
Poor thing. She got up. They did have video. She got up. She's wet, of course. It's not a flattering angle for her.
How badly was she injured?
Not badly. The elephant had her down, but then let her up. So she got up, and she had just like scrapes and bruises from being down on the bottom of the water. But when she got up, her shirt was only down past her breasts. So, like, big, beefy flab is coming out of the side. And I just thought, and they froze it on her right there. And, like, her sunglasses are askew.
Mm-hmm.
And her hat is all messed up. And I thought, this poor woman doesn't want this shown on television.
Out of respect for you, I quit filming. However, I'm going to freeze it right here for the thumbnail.
With your giant gut hanging out over your belt.
Poor thing. I really felt for her. We've contacted an animal expert.
We have? Okay.
Well, we didn't, but somebody else did. Oh. And he said...
Elephant ears go up. You did.
You did.
All I can say is that the woman who was attacked was incredibly lucky that it happened in the water, because the water was a cushion for her. Had that happened on land, she would not have survived.
He'd have stomped your face so fast.
Into a mud hole.
Forget it. Forget it. You're dead. I didn't realize elephants were so deadly. 500 people a year in Africa. I was surprised. And by the way, the elephant, gorgeous creature.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy had great video. I mean, it was coming. It kept getting bigger and bigger right into the frame.
I bet.
Of the video.
Was he filming with his phone, or did he have a GoPro on his head?
Must have had a GoPro, because it was really still.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, it was jarring a little bit, because they were paddling for everything.
But he wasn't holding it.
I don't think so, because, well, again, he stopped feeling
out of respect.
Out of respect.
For her life.
For Carol's last breath.
I knew Carol was getting ready to get stomped in the neck, so...
I didn't know elephants were gangsters like that they just held you down and stared at you they did it.
Sure did.
Well, so now Biggie's favorite animal is the deadliest. Yes, the hippopotamus?
Yeah, love a hippo.
By far the deadliest. Yes, in Africa?
So they say.
Yeah.
So is an elephant two?
So if an elephant, well, so I would have thought like lion, but I guess not.
They interact with you.
It's always we do this where it's like, you know, the list that kills the most people is always like mosquito.
Well, right.
Number one. But then when it comes to real animals, like hippos normally at the top. A hippo, remember, they just go after you. Like if they had run across a hippo in the boat, the hippo for no reason at all just goes after you.
This is because of the kids, you know, because they're small.
The elephant thought, my children. Mm-hmm. A hippo, if you just breeze by it, it'll be like, I'm going to murder you.
I just did a quick check. Now, of course, the number one animal is the mosquito that kills more people a year in Africa than anybody else. But, like, the real animals we're talking about now, not the insects.
African creature. Mosquitoes are worldwide.
Right. The hippopotamus, we heard the elephant kills 500 a year. Hippopotamus kills 3,000 a year. That's 3,500 people between elephants and hippos.
Is the rhinoceros on the list? That's another big animal.
I mean, look, the African buffalo is on the list. Remember that?
The Cape Buffalo.
The Cape Buffalo, yes, revealed as dangerous animal, kills 1,500 a year. The rhino is on the list.
Okay.
Says it kills 700 a year. These are charging creatures that come.
What about crocs?
Oh, good question there. I do not see crocs on there, but I'll bet you, don't you think the crocs are?
Well, a croc, though, I feel like, remember, a lot of times, if you fall into the water near a croc, it swims away. It doesn't want to mess with you. It goes after like a little dog, of course, but not necessarily something big.
Let's see. Cobra.
Cobra.
Tsetse fly. Honey badger.
I think you're on the wrong list.
Yeah.
Hyena.
The hyena.
Hyena will get you. Crocodiles have the strongest bite in the African kingdom. 2,300 kilograms per square centimeter. They kill 2,500 a year.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to put croc on the list.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Alligators are friendly, right?
I wouldn't call them friendly.
Not friendly, but crocs are more deadly.
Aggressive. They're
the bigger creature, right?
Yeah, I think they are.
Think so.
On average.
And that jaw power, that bite power, man, that'll take you down. Thank God that everyone's okay here, because the video is stunning to see.
I want you to know I quit filming when I thought you were going to die.
Thanks.